brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are very, very close to getting Barry Goldwater Jr. on today or tomorrow. I didn't think to tell my producer to get him on until this morning. It's nice to be able to just pick up the phone and call the chairman of the Ron Paul campaign or the head of the campaign, Kent Schneider. He is just such a great guy. Of course, Ron Paul was attacked on Fox this morning for not being there to come on Fox. That's kind of hard because he got on an airplane late last night and flew to Los Angeles, and I hope he's still asleep. I guess he probably just woke up to go on Jay Leno's show tonight for a full 15 minutes. Oh, who's getting all the attention? But the reason I want to get Barry Goldwater Jr., the congressman, on when his father, back in the 68 election, went into New Hampshire. He was pretty much an unknown, not a very well-known senator, unknown presidential level nationally, and he had 1% in the polls, some polls zero in New Hampshire, just like Jimmy Carter did, just like Bill Clinton did, and sprung board on to get the nomination. And then LBJ ran nuking ads showing A-bombs going off, saying vote for Goldwater and this little girl's going to die, and it would show the nuke killing the little girl. Fred Thompson's tried it, but I was watching Fred Thompson last night give a speech on C-SPAN, and his hands were shaking so bad. I mean, I've had a lot of family die of cancer. Most of you have, too. And you could tell when somebody is on their way out or pretty darn close to it. Fred needs to be, Fred needs to do what Tony Snow did when they told him, you don't have a very good chance of living. He needs to retire and quickly. I mean, it is just pathetic to watch him up there as a shill for the neocons trying to pose as a conservative so they can get one of their Democrats in. Unbelievable. But side issue there, we're lining up Barry Goldwater Jr. for the show. Looks like today, if not tomorrow. I literally just got on this 30 minutes ago, and it looks like we're going to get him. And we have Mike Rivero, who's been tracking election fraud and all the evidence of election fraud in Iowa that came in suppressing Paul. I've also read some of the analysis by Bev Harris, who, of course, helped produce the HBO special concerning election fraud. And we're going to be talking about what went on in Iowa. Some people criticize me for talking about election fraud and saying it could be a possibility. Well, we've had it so many times in the past, it's always a possibility. That's why banks have vaults, because there's a possibility someone may walk in and try to rob them. That's why doors have locks. There's a possibility somebody may try to come in your house and steal your computer, your jewelry, or your body, rape you, or worse, kill you. So some of the sites, I don't understand it, that have said, how dare Alex Jones say there could have been some fraud? There's no such thing. Those are some of the same sites, though, that said that Fox News had not banned Ron Paul from the debate. I'm not attacking them, but they need to stop throwing stones when they live in a big, fat glass house. But the issue here isn't that websites are saying I'm crazy and there's no evidence of election fraud. The issue is that people are psychologically inoculated against even believing that such a thing could be happening and going on. And, you know, the first few days after Iowa, I said, I don't know if there's any fraud. We'll have to see, but I think he should have done better than 10%. 10 is still good in that process, that gamed process. And then the evidence came out, and just like the evidence of him killing Budo and the government being involved in that came out, so we covered it. We just cover where the evidence leads us. So Mike Rivero's popping in for about 10 minutes coming up this hour. We've got some new documents on the North American Union Trans-Texas Corridor. These are documents and maps nobody else has got. That's coming up in an hour. It's all going to be transmitted here today. Big transmission. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I have seen the shattering fulgurations of ultimate clarity. The light is impending. I bear witness to the light.
Good morning, Mr. Beale. You tell me you're a madman.
Only desultorily.
How are you now?
I'm as mad as a hatter.
Who is it? I'm going to take you into our conference room. Seems more seemly a setting for what I have to say to you. I started as a salesman, Mr. Beale. I sold sewing machines and automobile parts, hairbrushes, and electronic equipment. They say I can sell anything. I'd like to try to sell something to you. Valhalla, Mr. Beale. Please sit down. You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear?
You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
Right, that is from the movie back in the mid-1970s, Network. All of you should get it at the video store, order it online, or buy it at Best Buy or whatever your fancy is. Because it is a New World Order film, ladies and gentlemen. What you just heard there in those 5.5 minutes is actually laid out in hundreds of Stanford Research Institute, Carnegie, Ford Endowments. It's laid out by Georgetown statements and documents, all public, going back to the 50s and 60s. Now, the truth is, They want a global government so that they can then carry out mass eugenics, unbridled, with no one resisting them. And you notice now that was made in the 70s about how they had all these currencies and how it was all for order and happiness. You notice they're killing the dollar by design right now, slowly killing it, starving it to death, kind of like they did Terry Schiavo, chaining her down for 14 days till she finally died. And that's what they're doing to the dollar right now. They openly state in the Financial Times that they're slowly killing it so you don't struggle or freak out, kind of like gently strangling you in your sleep. Nice pillow over the face. Maybe at the last moment you wake up and think you're dreaming, and then it's too late and on to Valhalla and the Gudurdamarung if that's your fancy. By the way, I talked about this some yesterday. I don't even know if I'll have time to get into it much today because I did read more of it last night. My wife, we were at Half Price Books last week, and she picked up A State of Fear by Michael Crichton. And I'd only read Eaters of the Dead. That's the only Michael Crichton book I'd ever read. I'd seen Jurassic Park and ER TV show and The Andromeda Strain made into a movie. You know, he's one of the top three best-selling authors in the world right now. And she reads about a book a day. Point is, it doesn't matter. The point is, a few days later, she goes, "This is an incredible book. Did you ever read this? Did you get your ideas for Endgame from this?" And I said, "No, I went out and researched documents and government research documents, and that's, I mean, original firsthand research. That doesn't mean somebody else hasn't gone out and done that same research. In fact, I'm sure thousands have done the original research. I just wanted to see it for myself." And she said, "Well, this is everything you say." And I said, "Well, what's it about?" I don't want to give the whole book away from you, but it's a group staging environmental catastrophes to get a global environmental carbon tax. And she goes, "But you just made Endgame. This came out in 2004. And I said, "Well, here, let me see it." And so I scanned through it, and then I read the appendixes at the back where he says, "By the way, this isn't just fiction. There is a global group. This is what they're doing. They're using environmentalism to take control of you. Feudalism, global taxes, by the way. They're eugenicists. Rockefellers run it all." Michael Crichton. I cannot get over this. Again, people all the time think I'm omnipresent and know everything. I don't know a lot, folks. I know more than the average schlub out in the street, but that ain't saying very much. That's why I'm so freaked out. That I've got this knowledge, this info, I want to warn people. It's hardcore. And the yuppies just giggle and snicker and polish their beamers. But it was heartening to find out that Michael Crichton wrote this big fiction book, and then in the last third of the book, he has a bunch of chapters with environmental charts and sunspot charts and documents and, by the way, eugenics. And, man, it's good to know other people know. But it's always a Bill Joy, owner of Sun Microsystems, coach here, who's got morals and comes out and says, "I went to a meeting with the 200 heads of technology and the richest guys, and they said there's a plan. They're probably going to kill everybody. I'm warning you." You know, there are a few of these guys, I guess, that find out about the big plan and end up warning you. I mean, look, this stuff's real, okay? But it is heartening that Michael Crichton, I mean, anything he writes sells like 20 million copies. And I thought he was in the top five writers. I went and looked it up right now. He's like number two writer in the world. Innumerable movies, TV shows, spinoffs. The guy's made over $1 billion himself. And my point is, that's not the gauge of a man completely, but good job. Michael Crichton knows about this. He writes a book. 20-something million copies of it are sold. Fantastic, Mr. Crichton. But if you do know about all this and you say you know about it at the end of the book, can we have a little bit more about this? Or maybe I haven't read any of his other books. Maybe he died. Maybe all his books are about it. Can you call in later and tell me if Michael... Like, I had a few calls on the show about, "Hey, have you read State of Fear?" And I'm like, "No, well, it kind of talks about Endgame." And I kind of forget about it and go along, but... I don't know. It just makes me feel like we got allies, we got friends, we got people... It's scary to think you're one of the only people that knows about this who's got a media platform. Believe me, I want everybody to talk about this. I want you to say it's your research. I want you to run with it. Be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Way up, way up north, north to Alaska, to go north, bless your song. North to Alaska, to go north, bless your song. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic
Yearn. I have a wanderlust to go hang out in the mountains and camp and go hunting and hiking. I'd love to go on one of those month-long hikes they do up into the hills and mountains, Colorado, Smokies, it wouldn't matter. I'd love to do it, but I got to fight the New World Order and I got a family. But every time I hear that song, it makes me think about hiking around in the wilderness and how much fun it is. All right, I'm already digressing. Mike Rivero joins us in about 8 minutes, and then we have an in-studio surprise guest with breaking Trans-Texas Corridor New World Order news. And, yes, it's confirmed, Barry Goldwater Jr. will be popping in the middle of the third hour today, campaigning for Congressman Ron Paul in New Hampshire right now. So that is coming up today. I got to tell you, my producer, Trey Kincaid, is just doing a fabulous job. Friday, we had the chairman of the Ron Paul campaign on. We had Trevor Lyman on. We had Rand Paul, Dr. Paul's son. We had Congressman Ron Paul on. And we had Big Daddy Don Garlitz on, the king of drag racing on, all in the same show. We've got some other big guests, by the way, we're working on as well that you'll be hearing from this week. Let me tell you about some of the other news I'm going to squeeze in today. Yeah, I mentioned this some on the Sunday show, didn't have enough time to get into it. Breathalyzer test now the law at New Jersey High School. Then you read, and there is no law. They just say it's the law. Real sign of criminal government when they just start saying things the law that aren't. Also, if your hard drive could testify, and it's about how when you fly into the U.S., they search your hard drives now. Well, that happened to me in Canada with the guy laughing the whole time. It was out like out of a movie. And, by the way, it is in a movie now called Endgame. GM, researching driverless cars. AP says we'll have them within 10 years. Yeah, that's a great idea. China communist sacked after having too many children. State media on AFP. These all tie together police state news. Oh, by the way, it's come out that for the last few months when she's been tested, she's not on drugs. She's been, quote, missing her medication. She's on a bunch of Prozac-class drugs. And, yeah, when you're on them, you're nuts. And when you go off of them, you're nuts. Or when they change them, you're nuts. And every time she's had one of these breaks, they've changed her medication. Somebody needs to get to Britney Spears. I actually know somebody that knows her. Somebody needs to get to her and get her to a retreat for a few months to get off those drugs, or it's over. She'll end up being a dead in a year, suicided, killed, and robbed. You know how they work. I mean, they are really going to town on her. It's claiming she kidnapped her children. She went off her drugs, was freaking out, was fighting on the phone with her stupid ex-husband, who as a father should have just dropped it for a few days until the fight stopped. No, he called the police and they called it a hostage situation because she didn't hand the kids right away over to him. And I don't normally talk about Britney Spears. I'm talking about her because, you know, you can't help but follow the case. And they admit they keep blood testing her when she goes in for probation. She's not on drugs. They keep going, she must be on illegal drugs acting crazy. Well, Britney was never really into illegal drugs. She was into alcohol and prescription drugs. And now they've got her all hopped up on psychotropics. By the way, it isn't my opinion. If you go read the insert, and they're all online at the drug company websites, for all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Luvox, Prozac, all of them, Paxil, there's hundreds of them now, over 100. They all say increase suicide many-fold, make you have psychopathic breaks, make you attack people violently, make you have... I mean, you don't normally, you know, see women going wild with butcher knives and cutting their babies' arms off or drowning them one after the other. I mean, even the most wicked person has trouble drowning 5 kids in a row. It's when you're on these hallucinogens. So, of course, she's whacked out, shaving her head, running around like a lunatic. I can't tell you how many cops I've talked to who say they pull up at a house and a woman's running around naked, cutting themselves, or up on top of a house naked, cutting themselves. That seems to be the thing they do. Or how many young kids are cutting themselves and cops are called in to stop it, and they're always on the drugs. Oh, it doesn't matter. They've gone from 15% to 20% of the country now being on them. 3 years ago, they passed a new freedom initiative to push all these in the public schools. Their own internal documents say the plan is to get 50-plus percent on in the next phase, and they're on chart to do it within the next 10 years. Oh, man. And they'll have more shootings, more killings, more suicides. Their answer will be more drugs. There's like the HPV shot actually gives you cancer. That's in their own handout. Then they're going to say cancer virus, that type of cancer went up, and they're going to say you need more of the shots. Then it'll go up again, and... Heaven help us. These people don't play games. They don't play games at all. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make a run. Those women moan boys.
Welcome back.
We say grace, we say ma'am.
I'm very, very thankful that you've decided to join us today.
We came from the West.
California is on the verge of passing a bill where the government will control your thermostats by remote control. It's all coming up today. Adam Gadon, the known Mossad agent, is back out threatening that he's going to kill George Bush and kill more American infidels. Notice that he pops up right before the 2004 election. Then he pops up in the middle of Katrina so Bush can look like a hero responding to him. And now he pops up on the eve of Bush going to the Middle East, first stop, right there, of course, in Jerusalem. Double agent Gadon threatens Bush in neocon stunt. Jewish Zionist who once called Muslims bloodthirsty terrorists and who would even go to mosque and beat them up. This is somebody who actually go out, hates Muslims so much, he goes out and beats them up. Granddaddy runs the ADL, and then he magically goes from some Hollywood studio and produces these stupid things with this obvious fake beard stuck to his face. I mean, how much of this do we have to take? How much fake news? How much? I'm so sick of it. Big story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Israel's been caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups, mainstream news. We have links to all that. Get this story Paul Watson did. Get it out to everybody. I know there's a big section, Mike Rivero's made on whatreallyhappened.com. That's what we got him on today to talk about this. And we got Beth Harris coming on tomorrow. She's working on another big story she's going to break here tomorrow, just like we broke Sunday that he was going to be on Jay Leno tonight when we had the spokesman of the campaign on, Jesse Benton, on the Sunday night show. Well, we're telling you right here, Beth Harris is going to break big news here tomorrow. But she's already broken a lot of it. Mike Rivero's vetted out a lot of it. He's a big computer guy. And so we're also here to talk about election fraud. We'll get into this Gadon situation. Before we go to Mike Rivero, until the end of this month, that's going to go by before you know it, you can get 5.3 months, 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame 1.5, Endgame, all the Endgame extras, all 17 of my other films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, special in-studio interviews, the Sunday show we videotape. All my best audio interviews in higher quality, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I, by the way, I want to thank all the members that are members. We couldn't do it without you. You know, we've upgraded the quality to a content distribution network, so the downloads are super high quality, streaming, flash, QuickTime, whatever you want. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's say you're a member 2 years ago and it was decent quality, but kind of medium speed downloads and high peak times. Go there now. That's the same bandwidth you're going to be getting as a member. Go watch the trailers to Endgame or some of the other sample clips to see the type of quality. I mean, it's almost as good as DVD. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at Infowars.com and get Loose Change Final Cut, get Road to Tyranny, get Martial Law, get Order of Death, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. These need to be gotten out to people. And by the way, you're authorized, you're encouraged to make copies of all of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. All right, let's now go ahead and go to Mike Rivero. I'm not going to keep him long. He's very busy today. But, Mike, I noticed that you did some of the first analysis of what happened in Iowa. Some people attacked me for some reason, saying I said there was fraud. I was just reading Bev Harris and your analysis last Friday, and I didn't understand it. I mean, we've had so much fraud in the past, we know that then it's a possibility now. And then they said, well, Giuliani wouldn't have done so bad if there had been fraud, or Paul would have gotten nothing if they were cheating. No, when they cheat, they've got to get all their ducks in a row. They've got to do things that look plausible, don't they, Mike Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely. Vote fraud cannot reverse a landslide. All it can do is move percentage points just a few back and forth, otherwise it becomes obvious. And a big part of the campaign for people who are going to be cheating, which unfortunately seems to be a lot of them right now, is they just need to get the election close, like maybe 45% to 55%, and then they use election fraud to kind of shift things just enough to give them the win. And, of course, Ohio is a really good example, looking back at 2006, where Bush was just barely beat Kerry in Ohio. Now, of course, we realize there was a lot of vote fraud. When they went to do a recount, the people doing the recount were caught hand-picking the ballots so that they'd match the official results in a recount, and they just got sentenced to prison for doing that. So we know the recount was fraud, and nobody's going to do a fraudulent recount unless the actual election itself was a fraud. So at this point, there, you know, it's been settled in a court of law. The Ohio election in 2006 was fraudulent.
And Mike, the wrong person won, and hence, now let's be clear here. A lot of Republican mainline fake conservative followers, they look at elections and they decide who they want to win according to how they dress or what they say, or they decide to believe in election fraud or not believe in it based on party affiliation, and they make a decision to not believe it. I want to make something clear, because I hear the jokes about how we're conspiracy theorists by Neil Bortz and others. We don't, I mean, if Bush would have really won, we would have said it. Or if Kerry would have, you know, really lost, we would have said it. We don't come to this with an axe to grind. We've had people at the election companies go public saying they were hired for fraud, the engineers. We've had vice presidents caught being computer crimes specialists with felony convictions. They've been caught red-handed. They just caught one of the top pollsters running around staging focus groups in New Hampshire. That's big news today. And you just heard Mike Rivero. Convictions in Ohio backing up. These are convictions. These are people pleading guilty. So that's a key point you just made. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and besides, remember, we're not talking about a criminal court here where we have to prove the fraud beyond a reasonable doubt. This is the government claiming authority over us based on the elections. The burden of proof is on them to prove the elections by which they claim authority and power over us are honest and accurate and honest. And if they can't prove that, then there's no reason why we, the people, should be listening to what they tell us to do or paying their bills for these ruinous wars that we're being lied into.
Let's specifically, though, Mike, in the time we've got with you, get into the findings, the evidence of fraud in Ohio, like the Democrats coming in early with their ballots, but then Republicans until after midnight saying they were going to be releasing the numbers in real time, not doing it, exit polls not matching up.
Yeah, all of those things and more, and moving more to the current situation, looking back here at Iowa last week, and Bev Harris we were being flooded. Literally, we were getting more information in than we knew what to do with, and I got tons of email from people who claimed they were in the actual caucuses, and they were saying our ward voted for Ron Paul, but it was reported something else. I know that one of Bev Harris's situations is rather than counting the caucus results in public with everybody watching the way it was supposed to be, it all went into a back room, you know, and they said, well, you know, counting from across the county, this is what we got, and nobody could really follow it.
Yeah, that's admitted. That's admitted. I mean, and then we're just told to shut up and go along with the official story, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, all these numbers go into, I know they changed their own voters' news service. I think it's real-time election services or something like that. But again, it's the same old bunch of crooks who basically take the numbers in and they say, this is who your new leader is, and just accept it. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I just found an article I just put up where somebody said, you know, in the wake of all five of Ohio's electronic voting systems being decertified for use because they're so easy to rig, somebody just said, why not use the state's lottery system? Because that's an optical card reader. It's in every retail establishment. The people of Ohio trust it with millions of dollars of their betting money. And why not just use that to run the election? Because apparently that can't be rigged.
It's amazing, Mike. Looking forward into New Hampshire, what do you see happening there? A little bit harder to rig, but they can still play games.
Oh, they can definitely play games. I mean, ballot box stuffing goes way back before the electronics. It's just the electronics make it a lot easier to do and a lot more difficult to detect. And, you know, ultimately it's going to be in the hands of the people to stop this and bring about fair elections, because the government is never going to work for honest elections because they're all the beneficiaries of the current system. You know, they're perfectly happy to let it go on where they don't have to worry about what the voters think anymore. They just have to worry about the people giving them money want. And that's why, you know, this last couple of years, we've seen Congress is just completely disinterested in whether the American people want these wars or not.
Well, I understand why the campaign wants to take the high road and not say there's election fraud, because the media will spin it and say they're being, you know, sour pusses and, you know, claiming they've been cheated.
Sour grapes and stuff.
Exactly, but this is going on. There's evidence of this happening. They've been caught. They've been convicted. We know that it's going on. They have federal court rulings saying it doesn't matter if 300 million people have been disenfranchised. No one can look under the hood of these secret machines. And even when they get decertified, they still didn't get recertified the last minute. What do you see happening in New Hampshire? I mean, I agree. Ron Paul's going to win New Hampshire in reality. And by the way, Ted Anderson, I just got the new video in. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us of our airplane taking off over New Hampshire, over the Fox News debate yesterday afternoon with Ron Paul Revolution. So good job, listeners, for that at the RonPaulAirCorps.com. What do you see happening in New Hampshire?
Well, I think Ron Paul's going to have a very strong showing, and the reason is you have to remember I'm originally a New Hampshire man myself. I grew up in the middle of New Hampshire farming country, 4-H, the whole thing. And one thing you're going to find throughout New England and in New Hampshire is a strong sense of fair play. And right now the people I'm talking to in New Hampshire are livid at the way Fox News excluded Ron Paul from the debates. They are absolutely livid that the mainstream media is trying to tell them who they're supposed to vote for. And just have that sense of fair play, they're taking a good long look at Ron Paul and saying, what is over here that the mainstream media and the political establishment are so afraid of?
But even Jay Leno's got him coming on tonight. I mean, didn't Fox know this was going to backfire, or is it just imperial hubris?
I think it's imperial hubris because we're still seeing the government trying these same old lame tricks to kick off a war. They tried to lie about nuclear weapons twice in a row. Now they've got that, I'm searching for an FCC acceptable word, stunt that they just pulled in the Strait of Hormuz of trying to say that the Iranian boats were threatening American warships. I am insulted that they think the American people are dumb enough to fall for this.
Oh, yeah, that's the latest news. That's in my stack, too. That's up on whatreallyhappened.com and prisonplanet.com. I mean, we've got our ships right up there up against their ships, knowing there's going to be something, happen sooner or later. This is very suspect.
Oh, it's Gulf of Tonkin all over again. And the really weird part is they really think this is going to work. They really believed lying about Iran's nuclear weapons was going to fool us a second time in a row. They think that a repeat of the Gulf of Tonkin is going to work a second time in a row. The U.S. government really does have a very low opinion of the intelligence of the average American citizen.
I agree. What do you see? I mean, flesh more of it out. What do you see happening in New Hampshire? What can we do to stop it?
Boy, that's a real hard one to say. I think Ron Paul is going to do very well. I think it's going to continue to confound the polling. And I think one of the reasons why Fox is taking so much heat is they're trying to basically say our own polls are more accurate than the Iowa caucuses, where the Iowa caucuses had Ron Paul beating Rudy Giuliani by almost 2-1. And yet Fox is saying, well, he's still not a real candidate. We have decided for you who the real candidates would be. That's going to anger a lot of people. And just how much of a factor that anger will be is kind of hard to state. But I think that Ron Paul is going to do a lot better in New Hampshire than anybody is saying. And we're going to see the mainstream media with a little bit more egg on their face trying to explain away why they've been paying no attention to Ron Paul when obviously he's got this incredible grassroots support.
Mike Rivero, throughout history, the classic cases of Caligula or Montezuma, there's all these examples across the planet of elites going crazy. They have their experts, they have their think tanks, they have their different commanders over the different divisions and stratas of the global economy and the geopolitical system. But at the same time, we see the elites still making mistakes going crazy. All these Republican memos and Republican strategists and senators and former senators and Republican Party chairmen of states and syndicated columnists saying 9/11 was wonderful, we need another one, get ready, what we need is another terror attack. Terror attacks sure are good, and now Fox blocking Ron Paul and all these and torture is good. I mean, it seems like these guys are pretty much just completely insane.
Well, what it is they're true believers, and we have seen this in our nation's history many, many times before where you get a clique of people together, some of whom are sociopathic and absolutely do not see or feel the consequences of their actions in other people, but they get together and they think, we know what's best for the country, and we're going to move the country into this great new period of glorious growth. And in the current case, all of this goes back to that project for the new American century, which basically had an agenda of, we're the world's only remaining superpower, let's act like one, and the world will be ours for the next 100 years. And, it's the same kind of global domination crap that we keep hearing from, you know, other would-be dictators, going all the way back to Alexander the Great. You know, every 100 years or so, we seem cursed by somebody who thinks that they can wind up owning it all, and that once they do, everything is just going to be so much better because they know how to run the world better.
But
than
owning it all sounds like a complete nightmare.
Well, it is, because the reason I'm against globalism is, what happens if you have a global government and it falls into the hands of another Hitler, and there's nobody else out there able to muster opposition to stop him from reshaping the human race? I mean, we've already heard about the New World Order. One of their goals is to depopulate the planet, and they get to choose who is depopulated.
Oh, by the way, I just found out that Michael Crichton wrote a whole book about that, and then in the index says that the book's basically about reality, and that it sounds like Endgame. Wow, I didn't know Michael Crichton knew about all this, Mike.
Oh, yeah, he is so plugged in. He lives out here on Kauai, and he is so plugged into all this stuff, and that's why his book, State of Fear, was such an absolute...
No, that's it. Yeah, that's it, State of Fear, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful book, and it's based on very real science. And, yeah, absolutely, it was that whole idea that we're going to reshape the world in the way that we think it should be, because we know better than anybody else. And it seems to come up. We seem to get these sociopaths who are attracted to power. And, in fact, if there's one thing bad about power, it's it always attracts the people who shouldn't have it.
Do one more segment. I want to talk about the Mossad agent.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're live. Barry Goldwater Jr. is coming up in the third hour. Got some breaking in-studio news on Trans-Texas Corridor and Napa Superhighway maps that haven't seen a light of day, that aren't public yet. That's coming up right here on the GCN Radio Network. Going back to the man who runs WhatReallyHappened.com, Mike, double agent Gadon threatens Bush a neocon stunt. I was watching Fox and CNN last night. It was like Bush with incredible daring, dun-dun-dun-dun, with all these graphics made in these huge intros, goes to the Middle East to face down the Al-Qaeda leader. So they gave us an Al-Qaeda that talks in our language, and they don't care if he's a street thug who openly would go and beat up Muslims at mosque, you know, the equivalent of a white supremacist who goes and beats up Jews. Absolutely hates him. Grandpa runs the ADL, board of directors. And then he goes and suddenly makes these Hollywood-produced videos where he says, I'm going to kill you, I'm with Al-Qaeda. I mean, how obvious does this have to get, Mike?
Well, it is very, very obvious. And again, in the days before the Internet and alternative media, they would have gotten away with it. Because even those people who doubted it would have had no way to spread their doubts. I mean, looking back now at some of the cover-ups we've seen in the past, the JFK assassination, the RFK assassination, looking back at them, it's patently, obvious, what complete hoaxes they were.
Even Pakistan can't get away with putting out the story that Bhutto wasn't shot.
Yeah, with the sunroof thing. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest hope for the world right now is that the leaders of the world are still, for the most part, these old Cold War fossils who just don't get it. That the model for how information flows through society has changed forever. It is no longer
from the leaders
to the media to the people. It's from the people to the people.
But we know that the CIA with DARPA created the web. We know MIT's on top of that. We know their think tanks are telling them they're in trouble. Congress openly has hearings and says that, quote, the alternative media is taking over. They're all with Al-Qaeda. They're evil, putting out that official spin. But it does appear that the higher-ups of the New World Order just are still at the helm and aren't even listening to their minions, which is a good thing, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it absolutely is, because they're continuing to make these mistakes. And one of the sayings we have around here is the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And we're beginning to see that right now, where our own government is being forced to, like, now they're setting up this thing about, what is it, they call it sudden jihad syndrome. They're trying to come up with fancy names to explain the fact that Americans are getting angry. And they've just about been fed up with all of this nonsense. And if all it's going to take is one more obviously stolen election for people to seriously start thinking about alternative courses of action.
And that just makes it more obvious when the news says if you don't agree with the war, you're secretly an Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, absolutely. It's reached just utterly absurd levels. And I guess buried in the middle of it, maybe they don't see how absurd it looks to the rest of the world and the rest of America. And again, it's amazing that they think these lies are going to work twice in a row, like trying to go into Iran for nuclear bombs after we've already seen that Iraq didn't have the ones that we were told they had. It's almost like the people at the very top of our government are completely cut off from what we're thinking out in the U.S.
And, Mike, just 2 years ago, Adam Gadon, if you went to ABC News, only a third of the posts would say he's CIA, he's Mossad. Now you go there, every post says it. I mean, it looks like the government and the system and the corporates that own it have just blown all credibility even faster than I thought. It's like they're bleeding out.
They absolutely are, and they don't know what else to do. So they keep on doing what used to work, and they can't, and they don't understand. There's really only one course of action. There's one course of action. Start telling the truth. Start being honest with the people. Anything else is just not going to work anymore. It can't. Not in the age of the Internet and alternative media.
Well, I think they're going to stage big events, Mike. What do you think?
I would agree that it's probably under consideration right now.
Mike Rivero, thanks for spending time with us.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Now.